No Promises in the Wind by Irene Hunt, narrated by Charlie Thurston. Chapter 1. Joey stirred on his side of our bed when the alarm clock jangled at 4:15. "You want me to go with you, Josh?" he asked sleepily. I reached out to the bedside table, stopped the alarm, snapped on the shaded study lamp, and lay back on my pillow. The chill of early October had sharpened during the night, and the discomfort of being cold together with too few hours of sleep made me irritable and moody. I didn't even feel particularly grateful to Joey for offering to go with me. In the first place, he wasn't a lot of help. And anyway, 3 hours of delivering papers in the dark city streets was too hard for him, though he'd never admitted it. Joey had been frail since he was a baby, but he was tough. He'd have been up in a minute if I had said yes, I needed his help. As it was, I didn't answer his question, and he sighed deeply as he turned his face away from the light. I couldn't tell whether that sigh was one of relief at being able to go back to sleep, or one of hurt at my rudeness. Ashamed, I got up and found an extra blanket, which I threw over him and tucked around his shoulders. I could sense his feeling of comfort as he curled up into a tight little spiral and snuggled down under the extra warmth. When I was dressed, I sat down in the big mohair chair beside the window, twisting my body to avoid the broken spring in the chair's back. "Just 5 minutes," I told myself. "Just 5 minutes to rest and get used to being awake." I stared at the faded paper on the wall in front of me without really seeing it, until I became conscious of the yellowed figures of cowboys riding their broncs in precise paths from baseboard to ceiling. My mother had allowed me to select that paper 5 years before, when I was no older than Joey.